Hey there, me, Nikki Astropoli from It's Going to Be Okay, the podcast where we embrace the journey, share uplifting stories, and explore real life tips on navigating the twists and turns, especially when it comes to living with depression and anxiety. I'm here to remind you that there's a community of support cheering you on. Life's road can be bumpy, and many of us face the challenges of managing our mental health. But fear not, because on this podcast, we're not just talking about the struggles. We're sharing practical advice, genuine experiences, and the stories of incredible individuals who have discovered their own paths to resilience. So whether you're looking for a boost of motivation, seeking coping strategies, or wanting to connect with others who understand, join me on this journey. Together, we'll laugh, learn, and find the strength to face whatever comes our way. This podcast is more than words. It's a lifeline of encouragement and a reminder that even in the darkest moments, it's going to be okay. Grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's dive into the heartwarming tales and valuable advice that makes life challenges a conquerable adventure. Thank you for tuning in and let the journey begin. Hey, everybody. I know it's been a minute since I recorded, but I'm going to tell you something. There's been a lot happening around here, and I have been super busy with taking care of different things. And so this is the first chance I've had to be able to get on here and record something for y'all. And I'm going to tell you, I have a heavy heart today, and I'm going to try not to just lose it because I'm going to try to keep from crying. I've got some Reddit something to reply to. See, I've already lost my mind. But I do just want to reiterate that I'm offering free life coaching sessions. So if you are struggling with anything in your life that you need help with, or just need a cheerleader, reach out to me because I have time available to help you. So that offer's not going to be forever because I thought when I was let go from my job that I would have all kinds of free time. My time is slowly dwindling away, and it's filled up with all kinds of different things that's been going on. And I have to be very careful now who I say yes to and who I say no to, because I can't believe how busy I am. So it's a blessing, not a curse. So I'm just going to say that. But like I said, I do have a heavy heart. And so if you, I'm not going to go into what's going on, but if you could just say, have a friend who needs prayer, if you could just say a prayer for that person, I would greatly appreciate it. And, but we'll go ahead and get started. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please comment, like, and kawaii. You guys think I'd probably drink before I get on here. Maybe I should start drinking, then I might sound halfway decent. But if you're watching on YouTube, please comment, like, and subscribe if you haven't already. If you have, you're amazing, and I love you. If you haven't, I still love you. But I would love you even more if you would just help me out here. Number two, if you are listening to the episode as a podcast, then go out to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate that. So without further ado, I've got three responses that I have up here that I would like to respond to. And I just love doing these. These have turned out to be such a gem. And so let's get started. So what to do to get out of a depressive episode? Boy, how many of us have been in a depressive episode? I have, right? I know you all have. I mean, that's why you listen here, right? Because, you know, depression, it's a cycle. It keeps coming around. And dear Jesus, I left my bobby pin in my hair. It was sticking out, so I was trying to get it to lay down. So anyway, you know, it could be years before you could have a recurrence, or you could be someone where you deal with it all the time, like someone like me. So, So what do you do when you hit that depressive state? You know, how do you get out of it? Sometimes you don't even realize you're in it. But once you do, you're like, oh my goodness, how did I get back here again? So we all need to have a routine. You know, we need to have an exit plan, an exit depressive plan. And so that when we do realize, oh, I'm depressed, then this is what we need to do. So let's get started here. So he is, oh, I'm just going to refer to he because I don't know who these people are. I'm 30 and was diagnosed with moderate depression a couple of months back. I go to therapy every 2 weeks. And for the most part, I do pretty good in staying out of my head, though it's hard on some days. There's times it gets bad normally, lasts about 2 weeks. I still eat and talk, laugh, and smile during those 2 weeks, but my head is spinning with thoughts. I feel I can't do anything right, that everyone is so much better than me, that I don't deserve anything. Basically, I hate myself, and it gets so bad in that moment that I want to pull my hair out and scream, scratch myself in the shower, but I don't. Right now, I'm bored with everything in my life. Everything is the same. Nothing is ever new. I don't have fun anymore, and I can't remember the last time I did. I just want to get out of these thoughts and these feelings of worthlessness and smallness. I feel like self-harming sometimes, but never do. I just don't know what to do to get rid of these thoughts. I'm grateful for everything I have, but can't seem to shake off this bored mess. What can I do differently? So before I start, if you have an idea what this person could do differently, please leave a comment or respond. That would, I would love to know your thoughts. But my very first thought is first, you know, we always get in our mindset where, especially when we're self-loathing, and we will just go on and on and on. And we will get stuck in that cycle, right? We'll be on that racetrack going round and round and round. And we will just be, I hate myself. I'm stupid. I'm fat. I'm dumb. I can't do nothing right. I don't make enough money, you know? And we will just keep going on and on and on about this. And of course, we all know this isn't healthy. We all know it's not good. How do we stop that? How do we get out of that, off that track? First thing to do is, I like to do, is to do a brain dump. Get you a notepad, piece of paper, pencil, pen, whatever you got, crayon, and just start writing these thoughts down. Yeah, write down the bad thoughts. You know, go ahead, do it. Because what you're going to do after you write these bad thoughts down is you're going to, because these are lies, you know, and some of them might have truth to them. You're going to flip that script and you're going to say the truth, you know, and you're going to talk about, you're going to make a list of things that you are good at, that you are awesome at, because you are, you have good things about you. You know, you have good attributes, you know, you have good emotions, you have good feelings, and we need to focus on those more and more. We need, if you have to make note cards, so when you get on that racetrack, get those note cards out. And you can have them for every scenario in your life. You know, right now, when I go to an interview for a job or someone says, oh, we went with another candidate, I've got a couple of things I look up because it makes me feel like a piece of crap. I mean, I haven't been out looking for a job in 21 years and it's changed so much since then. And I'm thinking, you know, you people don't know what you just passed up because this is the best thing that's come your way since sliced bread. And you just said you turned me down. Well, then my whole ego and my pride and my vanity is just so hurt, you know, and I'm feeling sorry for myself. And I'm just boo-hooing, crying and dabbing at my eyes. And so I had to write some affirmations down so that when that happens, I can get those reminders out and say, you are these people, you know, you are good. This is going to happen. You're going to find a job or whatever it is. And you can do that for any situation. But so for this situation, this person is struggling with thoughts of self-loathing. And so they would need to, you know, when they have those thoughts, have some things written down, you know, I like myself. I like the color of my hair. I like my body. You know, I love myself. I like the sound of my voice, whatever the thing is that is you're struggling with. And that would be the first part, because on the second part of they're bored and they want something new in their life. And maybe this is a time where they need peace and quiet in their life. Maybe it's time for them to self-reflect, look inward, and to work on some things inside of themselves. You know, maybe that's what they need to be doing. Yeah, we all want to be party hardy sometimes, but there are times where we need to be quiet. We need to be in our thoughts. We need to be in self-care mode, right? And that is where the magic happens. And that's where we can grow internally and learn to shine when it is time for us to come out of that. So they're in therapy, you know, and there's some things, obviously there's some depression there that they need to work on. And hopefully they will work through whatever is causing the self-loathingness and wanting to self-harm. It could be from a relationship. I don't know. But do not be down on yourself if things aren't going your way in the moment, because that could just mean that it is time for you, like I said, to have self-care time, work on your things that are inside of you that needs worked on, work on your mental health. You know, maybe there's some coping skills that you need to be learning. You know, maybe there's something that's going to be coming your way and you're going to need coping skills. You're going to need to work on, you know, that you need to deal with in that depressive state so that you're prepared for that next state of your life. So that's what I would tell this person. And definitely, definitely journal. Writing things out and talking about them, especially even when you're happy and even when you're sad. It's going to give you, especially when you go back and read it, it's going to give you a routine and on certain cycles when you are going to be down and out. And it's going to help you, especially when you're working with a therapist. So I definitely would be doing that. Okay. So any thoughts on my reactions? I would love to hear about it. Let's have a conversation. And if you don't reply, then you know what? I'm right. So that's what I think about that. Okay. So the next one, the title of this one was, I wish I was making things. Not sure quite what that meant, but we'll read it and see what happens. Lately, I've been feeling such an insanely strong feeling of dread and depression every day. I lost 3 years of school. And when we moved countries with my family, I'm turning 21 next month. And all my old friends are halfway through college. And my new friends are starting college at 18. I can't shake off this feeling that I've lost all my youth years and I can't take them back. So I'm assuming this person is must be from a foreign country where they start college earlier. I can't shake off this feeling that I lost all my youth years and I can't take them back. My dad died a few months ago from a drug overdose. Oh, I'm so sorry. I am the only one in my family that has a stable job. I have to pay for everything now that he is gone. And I work as a financial dominator. Not sure what that means. I wake up every day to work. I work to live. I live to pay rent. I pay rent so we don't lose our house. I hate living like this. I feel so poor and tired all the time. Every day I'm chasing my money, wishing I didn't have to. I wish I was doing something else. I had so much potential as a kid. Everyone would always tell me how smart I was, and I knew it too. I could do anything I set my mind to. All my silly dreams ended up becoming just that, silly dreams. My whole life, I told myself I wasn't going to live like my parents did, and nothing was going to keep me here. I was going to see the world, go to college, go to parties, and feel bad about normal things. I guess I didn't get very far because I ended up right where I said I wouldn't. I promised myself I would get out of this hole, and I ended up driving myself deeper into it. Everyone is doing something but me. Every day I wake up worried I won't get enough money for this month. I look at myself in the mirror and I am so defeated by everything. How did I get so bad? When did I become this person? I am so tired. If I could sit down and feel bad, if I had a place to feel bad about myself, then I would sit down and cry for hours but my siblings need me. My mom needs me. I can't stop working, and I'm starting to cope by drinking or smoking. I just wish I didn't have to be hurt so bad when I was younger. Maybe I would have followed my silly dreams then. I wouldn't be writing this. Nothing bad would be going on with my head. Instead, I can't cook. I can't even type properly because of how much of my integrity I've lost these past few years. I'm carrying everything at the expense of myself entirely. I don't know what to do. Huh. Interesting. Because I'm thinking this person is an amazing person. I mean, their father passed away and he's working and supporting his mother and his siblings. I don't see why he feels like he's lost his integrity. To me, that speaks volumes of integrity. So he's probably thinking that because he hasn't followed his dreams, that unless there's something here that he's left out, unless he's done drugs or something like that. I mean, he says he's been drinking or smoking, but I mean, that doesn't, you know, unless he's an alcoholic, I don't know. He doesn't say. Anyway, so he is young. He's going to be 21 next month and he's supporting his entire family. So I just think he had to grow up, you know, faster than what he really wanted to. And he's having to deal with his, these adult, you know, he's feeling responsible for the entire family. I would feel like, what is a financial dominator? Let me see if I could look that up. As you see, I did not look anything up because I wanted to, what is a financial dominator? Okay, that explains a lot. So a financial domination, also known as femdom, is a fetish lifestyle activity in which a submissive is required to give gifts or money to a dominant. So it seems like there's some kind of if this is correct, he's a sex worker. So that's probably why they feel they've lost their integrity, but still they're taking care of their entire family. And like I responded in the last one, this person, if they don't want to do this job for the rest of their life, then they need to make a list, do a brain dump of the things that they're, all their silly dreams, whatever it is, make a list and then categorize those things by importance, you know, and then figure out, you know, what other job can they do? If they don't want to do this job because they're embarrassed about it, then they could find a different job that would make, you know, what other job that they can do to make just that amount of money and then work toward that. Now, if he feels like he's the only one working, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he says, I can't even cook. I mean, I don't know why that was brought up. Maybe he's wanting to be a chef or something, or I don't know. Or maybe he's complaining that no one's helping around the house. If that's the case, he needs to ask for help around the house. If the other siblings are old enough to help, they can help clean. I mean, I was a single mom for a long time. So my kids, I definitely drafted them in to Nikki's army of cleaning and cooking. And I had to teach them. The mom should be able to, you know, he can ask the mom to teach them how to cook. And so I taught, you know, all of my boys how to cook because I told him, I said, I don't know what kind of partner you're going to have when you leave home. And so I wanted to make sure that you would have the ability to fend for yourself. And so he could definitely ask the mother to help teach his siblings how to clean up after themselves, how to clean the house, how to cook. He shouldn't have to worry about cooking if that's, you know, whatever the situation is. But for himself, it seems like he's lost sight of his personal goals. And so he would definitely need to make a list of what his dream goals are, you know, and make a vision board. How many of you have made a vision board and you've looked at it and you've worked toward those goals? So right now I do the 12 week challenge And my life coach, we've been doing it for years, actually it's been several years. And I saw another YouTuber, she started doing it with her following. And so there's a book about it. It's a 12-week. And so what you're supposed to do is to be able to get a lot accomplished in a short amount of time. And it helps you break it down into teeny tiny steps so that each week you're working on just a little teeny tiny piece of the puzzle instead of the whole problem. And it's so easy to follow that and to get so much done. And I feel like at first when I started it, I was like, this is kind of hokey, you know. I mean, I did it, but I really didn't like comprehend the full aspect of it. Yeah, see my hair is sticky. So anyway, I just kept doing it every 12 weeks. I would take a break, a week or two break in between the 12 weeks, but then I would just start it. And usually you just have three things that you work toward. And I usually do one for like personal growth, one for I always have one for my podcast work or my life coaching work. And then I have one for my relationship with my husband. So that's usually how. And sometimes on my personal growth, I will have, I'll switch it out with something else that might be urgent at the time. Anyway, so you can get a lot done in 12 weeks, you know. So I would definitely have this person do a 12-week plan on working toward either finding something else, a different job that he could work, you know, do if he doesn't want to be a financial dominator anymore. And, or he could do something else that could help him prepare him for a different job, right? Like he says something about typing. And, but you know, he shouldn't be feeling bad about, unless they're very religious. I mean, I don't know. So if they're, you know, maybe he has a religious background and that's why he's feeling, you know, embarrassed about his job or like he's lost a lot of integrity. But I mean, still kudos to him. He's taking care of his entire family. I know lots of people that have, I don't know him personally, but I have heard about lots of people who have been some kind of a sex worker and they've done that to support their family. They felt like that was the only way they could do it. I mean, that's not something that I would do. Oh my Lord. I have been looking for these stupid stamps for like a week and I had to go buy some. Never mind. Okay. Back to the guy with the real problem. So, anyway, I mean, yeah, we've all done some kind of a job that we thought was beneath us. But I mean, I've told my kids in the past, if it meant, you know, somebody's knocking on our door, I wonder who it is. I kind of want to hear. My ring didn't buzz. We have that ring doorbell. It doesn't matter. Okay. So, I still hear him knocking. Maybe it's just my husband making noises. So those are some things about, for that one. Now, if you don't agree with any of my response, I would love to hear from you. If you don't respond, then I'm right. So you can't convince me otherwise. Okay, so here's my last one. How do I help my girlfriend with her depression? I'm really struggling with helping her. I notice as more and more time goes on, the more stress and sadness she has, and it pains me to see her suffer like this. I'm not helping at all. I have terrible people skills. And I'm horrible at giving encouragement or advice that isn't just the most useless. It will get better in the future, but just phrased differently. I feel like I'm failing her. She was there to help me when I was struggling. She always knew exactly what to say and do to help me feel better. But why can't I do the same for her? I'm trying and trying, but I know I'm not exactly doing anything of value. She opens up to me. I give some crappy words that don't do anything of value. And then she immediately closes back up because I'm not actually helping her. I don't know. It just breaks my heart knowing how badly she's hurting and that I'm not even useful enough to provide any kind of comfort. I'm failing her. So yeah, if anyone can give me some advice or anything on how I can support and be there for her, please let me know. I just want her to know some kind of light in her life, and I'm doing a horrible job at that in the moment. Wow, dude, I would just tell her that, what you just wrote to everybody else. I mean, that was pretty awesome. You know, just tell her, hey, I want to give you some advice. I don't know what to say, but I know you're hurting. I care about you, and I just want you to be happy. I mean, sometimes just a little bit of honesty will go a long way. And obviously, she should know if you have trouble expressing yourself. You know, a lot of men do. They don't have the flower words. You know, sometimes my husband will just pat me on the back and be like, it'll be okay. You know, I mean, I can always imagine myself, like, you've seen those movies where the man doesn't know what to do. So he like pulls the woman's head to his chest and he's just patting her on the back and she's just standing there like, what are you doing? You know, obviously he has no tact, you know, he doesn't know the words to say. So sometimes that's happened to me, you know, and I'll tell him, or I've told other people too, I just want you to say, this is what I want you to say to me. And they're like, why? You know, you just said it to yourself. So, but I mean, sometimes giving them the right advice, I mean, saying the words to them isn't our job. I mean, if she needs more help than what you can give her, then she needs to go to a therapist or go see a doctor. We can be there to support our loved ones that suffer from depression. And I've talked about this before in my other podcast episodes. So, I mean, we're not doctors, we're not therapists, and I'm definitely not a professional. So, but I've been around enough to know that sometimes it's just best to say, you know, I'm here for you. I don't know what to tell you, but whatever you need from me, you tell me and I'll do my best to give it to you. However, it sounds like you need to go to a doctor or you need to go to a therapist. If they're already doing that, then just make sure that they're eating right. Make sure they're taking their medication. Make sure they're getting lots of sunshine and exercise. Those are the things that our family with depression that need from us, because there's going to be times when they're so down in their depression that they're not going to be able to remember to go do those things, right? They're not going to remember to go exercise, to take their supplements or to take their medication. They need someone to remind them to do that, or to eat a healthy meal, you know, not to grab the first thing that's just sitting out on the counter, you know, which is probably a snack cake or something. And I think that a lot of times when we suffer, you know, the ones who suffer from depression, like we want to be treated, our loved ones to treat us like they're the doctor, you know, but they're not. They're just our family or our friend. And we can't expect them to fill the shoes of a doctor. I mean, but we forget about that, right? So, and then there's going to be times where you offer them the right advice. You give them the best support. You do all the right things and they will still reject you. They will still reject you, but there's nothing you can do about that. You're just there for them. And, you know, you just let them know that when they come out of it, you're there. And they appreciate that. But in the moment, they can't even deal with it. They can't even deal with it. And so, you know, you can only do so much. The rest is up to that person. And because, I mean, I have depression. I deal with it all the time. And so when I'm in it, I have to work so much harder to do things, you know, to do those good things that I want to do for myself. Sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. So it's not that we're bad people. It's just we have to remember that we have to work harder than everybody else sometimes. And that's advice I would give to anybody with any kind of disability or disorder, whatever, you know. My son, he has schizoaffective disorder. And I tell him, you have to work harder than anybody else to remember to do something, you know, whatever it is. When he was a teenager, it was taking a shower. Dear Jesus. That was pulling teeth. That one hurt a little bit. I mean, I know teenage kids and even girls are like this when they're going through their hormonal changes, getting those stinky kids to shower. Ugh, it was awful. So, and then when I couldn't understand, they would shower and then they would come out smelling worse than when they went in. How does that happen? It got to the point I'd make him go back and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to come in. If you don't smell like Axe soap, you're not coming out. And I'm going to smell you before you come out. Anyway, I don't know how we got off on that one, but I'm just saying, you have to work harder. When you have a disorder, you have to work harder than anybody else. It sucks, but you do. So you want to lay and waller in your self-pity? You're going to have to work harder to get yourself out of that bed and drag your booty to the shower. Put your deodorant on. Brush your nasty teeth. Get that green crap off of it and blossom. Yeah. And go find you some clean clothes. That may be the only thing you do that day, but you need to do it. So hopefully these responses have helped you deal with something that is in your own life, or maybe something that you're dealing with in someone else's life or someone that you know. Like I said at the beginning, if you could remember my friend in prayer. Also, if you have a prayer request, drop me a note and I will gladly add it to my daily list. So anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful day and I will see you later. Bye.